Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Monday, news listeners, and it's time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Do hope all the fathers out there had a fantastic Father's Day over the weekend. It is the 21st of June, 2021. We have all the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it definitely looks like Windows 11 will be called Windows 11. If it's any indication of all the ISOs out there all over the internet for the new operating system. Yes, in case you haven't heard, downloads, torrents, you name it, it's probably there. The new version of Windows 11 is out on the interwebs, though not officially. Strangely enough, though, the folks over at Microsoft, yep, definitely in turtle mode. The company has been really slow to respond to the leak, and actually, publicly, still hasn't said much about it. Though we are starting to see a little fighting back with the Windows 11 leak, particularly on a Japanese site called bbomb.com. Yes, there's been a takedown complaint issued over there, stating that the ISO is copyrighted material. Yes, it does belong to Microsoft. There has been a couple of other places Microsoft said, hey, would you please remove that? That's copyrighted material. That's pretty much it. Being also the fact that it's already on torrents worldwide. Yeah, good luck at taking that down now. And maybe on the flip side, maybe Microsoft doesn't really want to take them all down. I mean, come on, free promotion. Also given to the fact that they pretty much are in control of the operating system and could kill it at any time. I'm sure we'll still see some more DMCA takedown notices over the next few days, but they sure aren't coming out at the rate that we normally would see. Apparently, Google has looked over to the whole Find My Whole thing there with the Apple network and the iPhone, of course, and thinking, yeah, maybe it's a good idea that we start doing that. If anything is to believe in the newest beta that's been released of the Google Play Services app, they just might be headed that direction. Because all things are pointing to a possible service of its own version of Find My Network for Android devices. Now, the folks over at XDA Developers, they actually did a teardown of the APK of the latest beta version of Google Play Services and did notice the reference to a possible Find My Device network. Now, we don't have a name for the network yet, just the coding's there. And a little bit of elaboration of what it's supposed to do. Yeah, they did find a description of the Find My Network device, which actually indicates it allows your phone to help locate your and other people's devices. Now, it wouldn't make sense for Android to hop on top of this. Apple's Find My Network already has 1 billion Apple devices tied to it. So if anybody's got the infrastructure to do it other than Apple, it would definitely be Google. And finally, hey, speaking of Apple and the iPhone, if you've got a Wi-Fi network that goes with %P%S%S%S%S%N, you're going to break your phone. Spotted over there at Bleeping Computer and Apple Insider, if you've created a Wi-Fi network that's just, you know, it's just far out there, it actually might give you a lot of problems with your iPhone or iPad, possibly with any Apple device. For what we've seen so far, if you have an SSID, like the one I just said, your iPhone will actually lose Wi-Fi functionality. Yep, completely. And what's causing it? Nobody knows. There is speculation that it might be a string formatting flaw, meaning iOS might confuse that percentage entry with actual programming commands. Now, it is Monday, and if you are bored, I guess you can try this, and there is slightly a way out of it by simply going into Settings, General, Reset, Reset Network Settings. Yeah, that's kind of a headache. Now, as far as Apple knowing about the problem, doesn't seem like that they're aware of it, or at least not acknowledging it. Sure, they are now, but this problem actually harks back to 14.4.2, and the problem is still there in iOS 14.6. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it on over our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website located at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find the news show over there, of course. The Mac show as well, the big show, and the photo show too. Check us out on Facebook and give us a like over there at British Tech Network, of course. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. We'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening.